This is a homebrew podcast.
Oh, hey, I got another letter. Here, hold on. Let me.
You're very popular lately, Ferrick.
I know. I never get letters.
Where are all these coming from?
Let me guess. Another barkeeper.
Is it another tavern keeper?
No, I'm opening it.
Is it Nora?
It's not Nora.
Is it Nora?
Ba, ba, ba. You owe 10,000 gold.
Oh, no, Ferrick.
Is it to a prince? Because don't believe it.
No, it says it's from Alex's sister.
Do you know an Alex?
I don't know an Alex.
I feel like I almost know who this is talking about, but I can't quite place it.
She might be part of my family.
Well, if you owe them 10,000 gold, Ferrick, I suppose we could pool our resources?
Hell no.
All of our debt together. I still owe quite a bit as well. Let's just pile it all in.
You know, maybe that was a bad plan. I'm not used to having money.
I'm not paying this junk. Can somebody put this in the fire when I'm not around?
Oh, of course.
Well,
here, dear.
Anyway, thanks for the letter, Alex's sister. Whoever you are.
Still feel like I almost know this person.
Welcome to Power Word Fail, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition actual play podcast. My name is Carlos and I am the Dungeon Master for these lovely and okay group of heroes. But enough about me, let's get to the real stars of the podcast, starting with Austin.
Ferrick, I mean Merrick. I'm still Merrick, right?
Nathan.
Zorim the Surprised. That went pretty well.
Ian.
Shh. Jonathan Bastille.
Katie.
Adolia Rowan, who is going to meet the Queen, apparently.
And last but not least, Andy.
Nora from the Farrington Noras.
That was fantastic.
That sounds like an average May.
And once again, my name is Carlos the Dungeon Master, and this is our campaign number one, Chosen of the Crystal Crown. This is episode 29 for all you math lovers out there. That's one away from 30. So that's exciting for us. This has been my TED Talk.
That was really good.
Okay. All right. And without much further ado, let's get right on in. Last time, we resolved the cliffhanger about the nature of Spemkles. Sort of. Who declared himself to be less of a dragon and more dragon-adjacent? Ambrose's primeval awareness revealed that Spunkles gave off the energy of a dragon, an elemental, and a fae. And a newly vocal Spunkles showed you how to turn on his arcane speakerphone, quote-unquote, so all of you could hear his voice. He declared he loved you all very much, aw, and then promptly went back to napping. Good life. Before leaving Vilvanus' shop, Adalia revealed a few secrets she had been accidentally building up, including the unfortunate news of Commander Boussant's being under the thrall of an evil being and agreeing to murder his son. You then took your leave and headed into the Jeweled Quarter to seek the help of Cornelius Abernathy of the Morissette Abernathys in hopes that he could bring the truth of Zaos' regime to the Queen. After bluffing your way past the guards at the gate, you arrived at the Abernathy estate. And while waiting to see Cornelius, bumped into your old buddy, Zanzibar, who could apparently see through your disguises, but headed out to his own business without revealing your secret. You met with Lord Abernathy and revealed the news of Evangeline's death and the nature of Zaos' dealings. And he, in turn, revealed that Evangeline's mother was Crystalborn herself and may not be lost as her daughter. Having gone to Northwatch to work on a business deal with Zaos himself, Cornelius agreed to facilitate a meeting with the Queen immediately, and he led you towards the castle, which is where we'll pick back up. In somewhat of a mad dash and somewhat of a hurried stupor, Lord Cornelius has readied himself for travel. You see that Roger Clevens has gone beside him and saying, "Oh, my lord, we could get you a carriage. We could get you assistance." No, I'll be fine. Good walk.
need to stretch the old bones. Besides, I'll have my newest mercenaries accompany me. And he'll look at you and nod, giving it very much a knowing, like, come on.
Right away.
I nod back and hurry along with him.
Oh, yes, we will keep your master safe, Roger. Do not fret.
All right, then. Well, I'll keep the stay good for you, my lord. Be safe. And as you leave the Abernathy estate and walk outside of the semi-walled home, Cornelius Abernathy will turn to you and say, We must tread cautiously now. The stomp and stamp of me arriving in royal procession, or at least highborn procession, would give much more awareness to our dealings. We must be secretive and swift, especially if Lord Zaos is as deadly as you say. Are we all in agreement?
Agreed.
Yep.
Certainly.
Agreed.
Very well. I will warn you that the Queen is not well at the moment.
I'm sorry to hear that.
She has been sick for some time.
What is the nature of her illness?
I'll tell you. It's the rot.
Do I know what the rot is?
Go ahead and make a history check.
History check. Ugh.
9. I mean, you don't know the details of the rot. You know it's a very nasty disease that essentially is basically a form of leprosy, almost, where your body becomes scaly, rotting, basically. Basically, you rot from the inside out, almost. And, yeah, it's not great. And there's not a lot of cases where people lived, but that's all you really know.
Okay.
Let us away, friends. We will get this right. And he will lead you. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, when he turns back around to start walking, I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts on him.
On? Okay.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Just getting surface thoughts right now.
Yeah, absolutely. His surface thoughts are immediately of despair. It's sadness. Okay. It's grief. It's mourning. He is putting on more of a brave face than he is letting on. In fact, it might even take you aback of how deep his pain is right now. But there's a fire, like a blaze, within him right now to do this.
Okay. I will let it go without poking any further.
You hurry along. At this point, it's probably been a few hours since you've entered the Jeweled Quarter. You make your way up the familiar slope to the main gate, and you follow Cornelius as he takes you past the Ivory Guard HQ, the Temple of Vespa, and onto another winding hill, which eventually you get to the top of the highest point in all of Mornstead, and the Royal Palace, the High Castle of the Jeweled Quarter, rests. It is a magnificent palace, a magnificent castle. The walls are strong. There are guards lining the top, as it is quite on high alert right now for what can be seen as an attack on the Ivory Guard themselves. You see that there is a little bit of commotion in the sense of people are hurrying about, and you see that they're not exactly letting people in, but the drawbridge is down, and there is a small moat. Not a very particularly well-made one, but it is enough to hold most attackers at bay. You approach the gate, and Cornelius will wave the guards, and he'll say, "My name is Cornelius Abernathy of the Morrison Abernathys, and I do hereby request passage." The guards immediately salute. They say, "Yes, Lord Abernathy," and they allow you to pass into the palace gates. The palace is a normal courtyard of noble and higher upbringing. There is less war, or at least less armory, less militaristic attachments to this place. More of a high regal, high standing, as there is a beautiful fountain that rests in the middle of a courtyard, winding the walls. There are, of course, guards' barracks, different horse stalls. This is somewhat more medieval, where they would have to live if a siege were to happen. Go ahead and make history checks, everyone, please.
That's a 5 for Pickles.
9 for Zareem.
6 for Ferrick.
10 for Adalia.
18?
Oh, wow. Thank God.
This actually is just like pure gold right now, because really, no one knows anything about this place. Even Zareem, you're having a hard time remembering the histories of this castle, but Ambrose or Jonathan, you remember vividly the lessons you were taught of how this was at one point a highly controversial in the sense of kingdom, and that there were many wars that happened in the early history of Mornstead, and that even the founding of the city itself, while made on a bed of peace, soon became that of violence. And some of the architecture you see gives way to a hidden past that someone has tried to cover up with the paintings of the future. As Cornelius leads you to the main entryway of the palace, he'll stop just before the doors and he'll look at you and say, everyone make yourself presentable. And this is a turning point, if you will. Once you tell the queen this news, there'll be open war with Zaos.
It is overdue.
Lead on.
All right. He'll turn, present his pageantry to the guards. They will quickly open the door, and you will be presented with a long hallway, which leads into the door at the end of the hallway. This is a highly stoned palace. The beautiful gray marble that lines the floors, though is somewhat etched with use, you can't help but notice the exquisite architecture that this place has. There are tapestries, there are flags of Mornstead that beam down from the ceilings, and you notice that this is a great defensive place where there is only one way from the front in through this death corridor. Ambrose, you would even remember that's what this place is called, the death corridor, made for its defensive use. As Cornelius leads you to the main door, high, tall, made of iron, yet you look at it, you see familiar sigils, something like crystals on the door. And you see the histories of Mornstead, of death and destruction, and Cornelius will approach. Good evening, I am Cornelius Abernathy of the Mornstead Abernathys, and I do seek an audience with Queen. It is most urgent of life and death. The guards will look at each other.
Oh, Mr. Abernathy, it is highly improper to have a unannounced, unplanned meeting. The Queen has affairs of state she must deal with, and he'll just stop. Then with a hand, my friends here have urgent news of betrayal with the Queen. Guards will look at each other. They'll look at you. Is this true? Do you have urgent business?
That's correct. It's classified.
Extremely.
Make a persuasion check with advantage.
Ooh.
Who?
Everyone. Ian, okay. And Ian, Ambrose and Moraz, since you two spoke up.
Did you happen to say with advantage?
I did say with advantage, so good.
Nice.
11.
Also 11.
Double 11s.
Folks, if you want to
add up to a 22.
There was a, which is 9 away from 30. Did you know?
You want to run that math by me again?
21 plus 9 is 30, right?
22.
You said 22? Oh, well, what I said is still true. Who knew that the best subplot of this couple episodes, you know, we just did is that Carlos is great at math. Who
great
knew
at
that?
Math. Basic yeah, addition. Math. That's where his real strength lies.
Up to 30. Brag, anything but past 30?
It's too much.
Carlos
too much.
Does not know. Wow.
Yeah, great job on the advantage. Doing that because it was a nat 1 and a, I believe it was a 6. So, great job. They look at each other. They see the Lord Abernathy and they will open the doors and he'll go, hold on, make sure you announce me. and they'll kind of look at each other, roll their eyes, and they'll open the door, which you aren't in. Just, you see inside, you see that this is a large royal throne room. There is a long, beautiful, elegant red rug that reaches from basically the door to all the way to the throne room. And then you see that there are two levels here, one being on somewhat of a strong pillared second balcony that is on both sides on the left and right of this room. It reaches high. It's about 15, 20 feet in the air. There are braziers that are lit and they glow with a dull light that fills this place. And at the end, there is a beautiful, majestic marble throne that has two braziers as well that will give off a glow to the throne and reveal the visage of the queen. The queen is younger than you expected. She's probably in her 20s, late 20s, and she seems to have a beautiful, ornate, crystal crown on her head, and she has a beautiful, elegant dress, one that befits an empress or someone of high birth. There are beautiful swans that are laced into the edge of this dress, and she looks out. Her hand is on her cheek, and she seems to be struggling to sit in this chair. And as you walk in, the guard will announce in a loud voice, "Presenting Lord Cornelius of the Mornstead Abernathys, here to see visage and pay homage to the queen. Long may she reign." And there are just dots of courtiers that are lining this room. There are groups of high nobles who whisper in the Lord Abernathy. They're just, you know, they're gossiping right now at this point. Some even leave to go gossip and spread this news, giving an indication of high life in Mornstead. You walk down the center, Christopher with you, and also Spunkles, who has now stuck his little weasel head outside of the hood. And Lord Cornelius leads the way. But about the rest of you, are you just kind of going, what's the order of what you're going in?
Ferrick is keeping in stride with Cornelius and, you know, is trailing just maybe one pace behind him to his right.
I would say Adalia is flanking Cornelius on the other side by, you know, keeping the same pace as Ferrick.
Yeah.
Peebles is okay. Far in the back.
Okay. Sareem would probably be pretty close on Adalia's heels, kind of in the middle of the group.
Gotcha. Christopher will follow in back and in tow. As you all approach the courtiers, the denizens, the nobles, they stop and they watch as you approach the throne. The queen lifts her head and she looks and she says to you, "Lord Cornelius, it is a pleasure to see you as always. My lord, you must forgive me. I am tired from a long morning of affairs. It is, as you know, rude to just appear unwhat announced or unplanned and make a grand entrance. To what do I owe the pleasure?" Her words seem to be struggling to get out from her mouth. And those with higher than a 15 for passive perception, you would notice that her dress slips on her arm and you see the rot has consumed her arm completely. And he turns to you and says, "My queen, I have news of treachery, of treason, of the highest order. Lord Zaos of Northwatch is a madman and a traitor. It must be punished for his crimes immediately. I have brought forth this group of mercenaries who have witness, evidence, and, well, they shall show you the rest, my queen." And he'll look to you, all of you, and he'll basically say, "The floor is yours," in eyes. Just to let you know, this is going to be a fun little game.
I hope you're ready.
So it is a skills challenge we're going to do. I'll give you all a chance, if you want to, of course, to make cases of Zaos' treason. And you will be rolling performance or deception or intimidation, if you will. and we will be rolling that against the queen's, you know, checks as well. So charisma saving throws, basically. So no. I will be giving out advantage and disadvantage based on your answers. But just remember that even though the dice may fall, depending on the role play, of course, you still may get the results you desire, but how they come might be different. Does that make sense?
Mm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yep.
The floor is silent. Everyone stops and they just are aghast. You even hear whispers and gasps from the crowd. The queen waits in silence and shock until someone says something.
Adalia will step forward. Your Majesty, I come to you as a citizen of Northwatch. And when I tell you that Zeus has been starving your people, stoning the religious, shut at every church, murdered people for the slightest infraction, and grows monsters in the sewers beneath the city, I am telling you, with 20 years of bearing witness to these treacheries, Zeus has murdered nearly everyone I have ever known. And with your permission, I can show you what I have seen.
She sits, she seems to be dozing off, but jerks aloud. It's not that she was bored, she seems to be struggling. If you have crimes against Lord Zeus, show us your evidence, for these are grave accusations. One that could result in death if not proven.
Thank you, Your Majesty. And I'm casting Major Image again. Never knew that was going to be a thing that I ended up... I didn't know that was going to be my signature spell, but it is.
That and Skylight.
Skyrite.
Skyrite, yeah.
Hey, at least it's not Knock.
Yeah, it could be Knock. All right, so that's... Hang on, I'm just going to double check something. If I upcast it, do I get anything cool? Oh, it just lasts longer. So I cast Major Image again, and it is all the atrocities I have seen, putting a lot of emphasis this time on the suffering of the people. Like, I still show all of the, you know, the big things, but really the toll it is taking on her citizens specifically. Your Majesty, like, while it's still playing... Zeus has slaughtered every Crystalborn in Northwatch. It is a genocide within your borders, perpetrated by someone who is meant to be a steward of your people. I would not bring this before you if the people of Northwatch could resist him. They have tried and they have failed. They need your help.
Go ahead and make a persuasion check with advantage.
No pressure. Nat 20!
Let's go!
25!
Good signs! We're doing great!
25!
The plan is actually working. Oh my god.
She'll look. I will take your account into my decision. Next, she says, breathing words heavily.
Ooh, do I fuck around and find out.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yes.
Ferrick pulls out their loot. I'm sorry, their lyre.
Lyre.
They pull out their lyre and start to sing.
Oh my god.
Okay.
There may be times when the guilty go unpunished, and sometimes it may be sweet. Then there are times where the wicked must pay for their crimes. And Ferrick starts to strum and cast Mass Suggestion.
Can you pop that in the chat for me?
Oh, yeah. You suggest a course of activity, magically influencing up to 12 creatures of my choice. They must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, it pursues the course of action you describe to the best of its ability. And the duration is 24 hours.
Nice. What's the save DC?
That would be a 16.
All right.
And they do not know if I have cast a spell or not. I read through the description. They don't know.
Do you cast it on anyone else?
I cast it on some of the denizens who are closest to the throne. I'm imagining they're there for a reason. They're there because they are influential and they need to be at the queen's side. And maybe the guards that are closest to the queen as well.
Okay.
I really want to rile up this crowd.
Gotcha. I'll do one for the queen, and then I'll do the other one for the guards and the rest of the crew. It's kind of a collective one. Sound good?
Okay. Yep.
All right. The guards, lots of four. So instantly they start to whisper and they start to discuss among themselves. You see many of the advisors whispering and almost thinking in their heads. The queen stays silent, as that's a 14.
Against my 16.
Yes.
Oh,
against
your 16. Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. I thought you all knew that, so I was just waiting for more of a reaction.
Sorry.
I was like...
No, yeah, no. Okay. That's amazing.
I was like, this is good news, right? You want this to happen, no, right?
It is good news.
Yeah.
Okay, so the course of action, just remind me again, like, what you exactly want them to...
I'm playing this song, I'm going through, I'm singing in rhyme... I am asking to raise their swords against Zaos, the dark marauder that comes banging at their door, the dark storm, batten down the hatches, raise your swords. And I am just playing, I wish I was more musical as a human being, but I just belt out and terrify and make them writhe with unease from the horrors that are coming to bang down their door.
The whispers go into talks, soft. The queen looks troubled as she sits up for the first time, and you all see her face and the tired, weary person before you, like, goes away, and you get a glimpse of the true queen of Mornstead, who seems fierce, who seems alive with anger, and you notice maybe a cruel side or a just cause side, but the tone shifts immensely. And she says, these are grave accusations, but if you say what is true, then we have no choice but to act. But I must leave my heart, and by our laws of Mornstead, I must hear testimonies from the lot. I cannot do so without breaking my oath as queen.
What Merrick says is true, and Zarim will step forward. Zaos's crimes extend far beyond only Northwatch, your majesty. My family used to run an inn in Mistyport, far to the west, and when Zaos's men came knocking because they heard that we had housed Crystalborn in our inn. No, nothing other than that. Not even a crime at all, you know, they are travelers just as anyone else, but Zeus's men came and executed my parents in brutal fashion for not handing these Crystalborn over to him.
Go ahead and make a deception check for me.
I give like a slight eye to Zareem, like... That happened?
I was gonna say with advantage or disadvantage, but it's just a straight roll because of Ferric.
Straight roll, okay.
Yeah.
That is an 18. Ooh. Ooh.
So, okay.
Here we go. Let's see what happens. And that's a 13 from the queen.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'm so good at lying.
You rolled an 8 on that, didn't you? Are you good at lying?
Yeah, I rolled an 8 on that.
Roz is as good as lying as I am good at math. So
I think Ferric even believes you. Like,
you were a liar.
As the queen looks and says to you, Roz, the cry of the common people is evidence enough to be entered into this trial. For it is now a trial for the Lord Zaos. I must hear the rest.
All right. Listen, lady. And Pickles is going to walk up
and she is going to dump the remaining crystal-borne drugs that she didn't give to her brother on the floor. She's gonna be, see that? That is a dead crystal-borne. And you know where that came from? That came from Zao. So if you don't get your shit together and do something, this is just gonna be everybody and more instead. Like, we're here, you're wasting our time, I'm getting sick of this, like, it's a dead person. It's on your floor now. I hope you're happy. And just turn around and walk back to the back of the room.
Zorim's jaw's on the floor.
Oh, God.
Zorim is glancing over at Adalia.
I mean, Adalia is horrified, but, like, she has seen every crystal-borne she's ever known slaughtered, so... She is,
Adalia knew we had these. She heard us talking about them. This isn't a surprise.
Is it too late for me to equip a dustpan and
just... I guess you can just use prestidigitation and I just vacuum it up. No.
Gosh. The people whisper and they talk
in there.
There are words of, how can this be? Pickles, go ahead and make an intimidation check, but I'm going to give you disadvantage on this. Because it's such a difference in tone.
That's a 13.
That's not terrible.
The queen will make her ruling. And that's a nat one.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god.
Just wrap it up.
Yes.
That's
how you do it.
The queen will look, though your methods are odd and your words crass, you make a compelling argument, and I see the destruction that he has caused. I will hear one more, and that will be enough.
I'll step up.
Christopher steps forward. And he'll say,
fight, fight, fight.
Mighty Queen.
Christopher, shut up.
But no, I can do this.
It's not the time.
Great Queen Amalia. I give you even more grave news. Zaos has compromised the Ivory God. Commander Busant is compromised, corrupted, vile. He has tried to stop us from coming to you, to save your people. He has even tried to kill his own son, who aided us to get here today. Zaos already has a hold of Mornstead. And I step away.
Make one last performance check.
Advantage?
I'll grant it to you.
Nat 20!
Yeah! The rolls in this have been amazing for y'all. Amazing. All right. That's a 10 from the queen.
Number rocks are on our side.
Yeah,
finally.
As the queen will look at all of you, the courtiers and the nobles whisper. Some of them have already left. Many of them have left. And she looks around. She stands up, weak at first, but with strong indignation, she raises her voice. Let it be known, in all the lands of Mornstead, the Southern Isles, and all of Telfar, that after deliberation with evidence from parties against, that I, Queen Amalia, first of my name, Queen of Mornstead and the surrounding lands, do hereby announce that Zaos, Commander and Regent of Northwatch, which I have given power, is now deemed traitor. Treason is in his blood, lies in his veins. He is now wanted by all. He is now sentenced to die, and may the swift hand of justice and those who keep court with him, those who are in his ranks, be filed, sent, and delivered. The words of the queen ring loud and echo in the chamber. Chills go through your spines, and you realize that this is the queen. She has always been the queen. Even though her rugged appearance and her disease, which some of you have seen, weigh heavily, spirit and the birthright that is hers cannot be undone. But As she steps forward, she looks aghast. Her eyes wildly flutter. She seems to be trying to figure out what is happening inside her, to her body. And as she takes another step, her body begins to crumble. And the queen falls to the ground.
I dash and grab her.
It is too late as she falls and becomes dust. And from behind the throne, a light of magic appears, dark, hideous. And from behind the throne, Zaos appears.
No!
His eyes furrow, his body tall. He wears the dark chain armor, a furred hood, eyes that could kill. He steps forward. Ambrose, he sees you and he smiles. Such flattering words from you all. Such bravado. I must admit, even I was persuaded. Don't look so stunned. You do not understand my power. You do not understand what I have become. But I am rude. I have not officially met you yet. No, you have been a thorn in my side, delayed my plans, yes, but I don't know who you are. I am Zaos, Lord of Northwatch, and now proclaim my right as king.
Oh, God.
Who are you? In his words, his mouth twists, and pleasantries may ooze from his lips, but it is no mistake. Venom, anger, hatred even towards you. He waits for you to speak.
You do not know us yet, but we are your killers.
We will be written in the books.
Such bravado. He licks his teeth. And to your surprise, they are not fangs, Ambrose. He looks to you. Such vigor. I love it. Your deaths will be satisfying.
Zaos, when this battle is over, I cannot wait to curve stomp your skull in. I'm going to shoot your eyes out and yank your tongue from your body and shove it up your ass. And I pull out my crossbow, and I cock it. Stop talking to me. It's time to die.
Adalia, who is looking like Briella right now, a.k.a. Miss Scarlet, her face is going to start to shatter like ceramic. And it all falls away, and it's Adalia standing in front of him. I killed her, and I will kill you. You have ruined my home, but you will not ruin this nation.
He smiles at all of you. His words ring in your ears. I will look fondly on this moment. I will always remember your last words. For when it is done, when your bodies lie strewn, crumpled, and bloody on the floor, when I have ascended the throne, when I have turned all into mine, and this world will burn, this kingdom rotted, and I will look upon its ashes, and I will smile, for I know and will remember that your death in this moment was the beginning of my ascendance. At that, everyone, roll for initiative.
Let's go!
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, damn, I'm in the front of this shit. Okay. Yeah. 29 for initiative?
Yeah.
22 for initiative.
13.
Selfish thing that I'm going to bring up here, Carlos, is I did charm those guards that were close to her.
Hmm. You did.
Would they be down to join the fray?
Would they like to fight this monster with us?
If they were loyal to the queen...
I mean, there should be fighting anyways.
They also failed their math suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, that definitely works for sure.
Okay, sweet.
Woo, let's go.
Time for super big Nora.
Oh, until I forgot
Christopher with the 9.
Bless his heart.
Fitting.
10 for Adalia.
10 for Zareen.
Okay. As the people in this courtroom start to flee, those who cannot fight are exacerbated right now. There are about three or four guards that were surrounding the throne room, see their queen fall, and immediately turn and begin to attack and look to kill Zaos, who have murdered their queen. So, here, and they are just so surprised as they rolled a 2 for their initiative. Christopher rolled a 9, and Zaos rolled an 11. So not great on the initiative. All right, it is currently Ambrose's turn. What would you like to do?
Literally draw my hand crossbow, have 4 bolts in my left hand, and I just start unloading on Zales, like, all in the face.
Okay. Roll for that attack.
15.
15 does not hit as the bolt sings forth overhead of Zales.
27 hit?
Yeah, 27 will hit.
Okay. I hope so.
Oh, if there's someone with a bum
hit, I would have gotten up and left.
And left. Yeah.
6 piercing.
Okay.
26, that's 8. I get to add an extra d8 on this shot. 13 damage.
Okay, 13 damage.
Bonus action, another shot. Ugh, 12.
12 does not hit.
Okay. I'm going to keep loading my crossbow, and then I'm going to retreat southwest.
Right. As those bolts flew into the chest of Zaos, the armor is pierced. He looks down, and he smiles. Okay, Ferrick, it's your turn.
I do believe you said he was wearing a black chainmail armor, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Good, because Ferrick is going to cast heat metal on that armor.
Yeah, he is.
Nice!
Get burned!
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm going to upcast it. Let's do a level 3. Let me do some lowering here. I did read it, but I'm just rereading it. If it's holding or wearing the object, it takes damage from it. The creature must succeed on a constitution saving throw or drop the object if it can. If it doesn't drop the object, it has disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks until the start of my next turn.
Hell yeah.
The start of your next
turn. But it's concentration up to 1 minute. So I can concentrate on it for 10 rounds of combat.
Nice.
And how much damage does it take again?
Takes 10 damage. 2D,
10 damage. Okay. As that happens and the metal courses with heat, Zaos just looks at you. It doesn't seem to mind it that much as it sears.
Can I make a insight check on that to see if it is doing full damage or not?
I would say yes as a bonus action. You could probably do that.
Okay. 20 on insight.
Yeah, it's not doing that much damage to him. He doesn't seem to even mind it.
Okay.
Pickles, it's your turn.
Pickles is going to rage, and since she is Nora, essentially there's now just a 20-foot-tall Nora on the floor. As she's used to her eyes glowing and... all these cool things, and it's just boring Nora. So she just grows in size, and she angrily just starts charging straight forward all the way up to Zaos, and she's just gonna deck him in the face.
All right, go ahead and roll for that.
That's a nat 20.
Nice!
Very good, very good.
For 14 bludgeoning damage.
Crit, baby!
She just comes up and just punches him right across the jaw.
Awesome. He takes that punch as this huge Nora fist happens. he just takes it in the jaw, and he is bloodied a little. He wipes it from his face and smiles.
And I forgot. I apologize. My rage and my giant smite should be in there, so that's an extra 6 damage.
Okay.
For a total of 20.
Nice.
Pretty good punch. Pretty good punch. Then Spunkles is going to come. Spunkles probably riding on her shoulders and comes right along with her and then just pokes his head out and bites him. It's a 21 for Spunkles.
Nice.
You get him, Spunkles.
And Spunkles does 10 piercing damage and 2 lightning damage.
Damn.
Nice.
Nice.
Chomps on right along with Pickles. And that will end our turn.
All right. It is Zaos' turn. He will look at all of you, look at the two who have just attacked him. And he will smile and say, I guess I should take you more seriously, shouldn't I? As he draws his sword, and it is a blackened blade with brown, greenish tint surrounding it. And he will go ahead and he will attack once. For the first time, he'll try to strike you, Pickles. That's a 21 to hit.
That's
a 14 to hit, baby.
Oh, because he has disadvantage.
Oh, that's right.
Disadvantage. Good call.
That does not hit. Thank you.
All right, perfect. We'll try again. Oh, that's the wrong one. You now know how many attacks he has.
That's a 10, baby.
He metal is so good.
That does not hit. That is scary.
Yeah. Now try one more time. And that is a 20.
That will hit.
One. Yeah. You take 10 points of slashing damage, and then you also take 9 points of necrotic damage. And then
so that's
half of my thing wasn't in there. So make a DC constitution saving throw, 15, please.
That is a 13.
All right. And you are going to be poisoned.
Wait. Miraz, or Zareem, seeing this happen to giant Nora, extends her hand, and sparks fly out from her fingertips and whirl around Nora, offering a pyrotechnic boost to improve her constitution save by 1d6.
Nice.
Did you roll that, or did you roll that?
You got this!
Pickles, you roll that. Or Nora, you roll that.
That's a 6.
Nice. You do take the damage that as this blade, you know, it goes to cut in deeper. Comes from Zareem and distracts Zaos. He's like, trickery will get you nowhere. All right, that is his turn.
That's my boy.
And then it is now Miraz the Magnificent.
Okay, first, sadly, Merrick might overhear this as Zareem mutters, oh, Princess Strength be with me now.
Oh my god!
I will hex Zaos.
What?
There is no save. Zaos is just hexed.
Oh my god, the one nice.
Until the spell ends, I'm going to deal extra necrotic damage, which I recognize may do nothing against Zaos. But more importantly, Zaos has a disadvantage on ability checks made with the strength skill.
Ooh.
Yes. Let's go.
And that was
ability
my bonus.
With the strength skill? Is that what you said?
Yeah, anything strength related. So he'll be easier to grapple. Yeah. Ability checks don't extend to saving throws, right?
Right.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Those are always called out separately.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. Yeah, so strength. And then as my action, I'm going to cast one of my bottle rockets, so it's just going to be a firebolt. And shoot, that didn't roll it. My apologies. There we go. That's an 18 to hit, Zaos.
That will not hit.
That will not hit. Okay.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Damn, you got high AC.
Yeah, and I'm going to spread out, just run over to the right so that I'm not in fireball formation with all of my friends.
Okay. Zaos will look around and he'll say, enough with the games, as he will use a legendary action to cast Dispel Magic on himself.
Ooh. Nice.
Are those spells third or fourth level? I mean, I think they are, but I just want to double check.
It's a hex. It's a first level spell.
Okay, and then
mine was upcasted to third level.
Yeah. So for each spell, fourth level or higher. Okay, so yeah, that's this. You just see the magic, the heat goes away from this body, and it is Adalia's turn.
Okay, Adalia is shaking with rage at this point, and magic flows through her tattoos, and she flings her hands out and says, "This is a game to no one," and casts slow. It's a DC 16 wisdom save.
Okay. Slow is such a good spell.
She's gonna legendary save it, I know. God, I
wisdom
hate.
Save?
Yeah. Hate legendary
save. Oh, 29.
Okay.
Yikes. Oof.
Cool, great, awesome. So then I will use my movement to kind of back up over here so that we're not clustered. Backing up about 20 feet from where I was so that we're not in a clustered formation.
Gotcha.
Ooh, I have an idea.
Zaels will look and he'll smile and say, "Foolish." As he will use another legendary action, and he will go ahead and make an attack with his sword against you, Pickles.
Stab it.
Maybe. Whoop. Nope. Whoop. Get over here. Here we go. So he makes that attack. That is a 16.
That hits.
Okay. You take 7 points of slashing damage, and then you take 9 points of necrotic. Go ahead and... yep, there you go. And that's perfect.
23 on the constitution save.
Awesome, 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 awesome. Okay, and it is now Christopher's turn.
Come on, buddy.
Let's go, kid.
I wonder if I should.
I am, like, so pumped up on drugs right now. Like, just NyQuil. I should say NyQuil. Like, not NyQuil. Cold medicine. Sorry, I don't do drugs. And he will... look at Zaels, and he will just pull out his hand, and he will call forth some magic deep within him, and he will just cast Firebolt.
Oh!
And that's a nat 20 from Christopher!
Woo!
Let's go!
Holy shit.
Yeah, with a total of 31. Christopher's so OP right now. It's he fires... that is a total of 20. Oh gosh, I need math help. Oh no!
22.
Thank you. Carlos is good at math. And he'll just hit Zaels. The force does knock him a little, but he looks up and smiles. Christopher's like, "I'm sorry." Definitely out of his element for sure. With his last legendary action, Zaos is going to go ahead and he is going to... He almost seems to fly or flutter. He seems to be going from place to place. It just seems to be almost hovering. Something unnatural in that. And he will move without provoking an opportunity attack.
God damn it.
All right, and it is now... the guard's turn, and they will just say, "For the queen!"
Aww,
and they
buddies.
Will all run, MVPs. And they will just surround Zaos. Spears drawn. They will look to all do justice for their slain queen as they make spear attacks. Maybe. With a 13, which does not hit. A 16, which does not hit. I would say I'll give him advantage so that one of those hits on there for that, because he is flanking them. 15 does not hit, and then a 14, which does not hit. So the four guards, they just are striking with their spears, and Zaos is dodging effortlessly. One does clip him in the side of his armor, but he looks, and he just takes the spear and flings it back. He does 5 points of piercing damage to Zaos.
Okay, buddy. Damage is damage. We'll take it.
That's good.
Good job, guys.
Great job, everybody. We did it.
Damage is damage.
All right, so it is now the top of the round. Ambrose, it is your turn.
I'm going to pop a Zephyr Strike, run over to Idalia. While she's like focusing on Zaos, I'm going to snatch the... mind sharpener that I gave her from yesterday, run over, put it on top of Beric's head, even though it doesn't look like it fits well. And then I'm going to pop two shots at Zeus.
Oh, I'm Elf Boy right now, so I imagine it would fit.
It would
fit. Oh, it would fit your head. Yeah, my bad. And then I'm going to pop two shots. So first one, 24 to hit. That's six damage.
Yep, hits.
And then the second one is going to be at advantage. 29 to hit.
29 does hit. Yep, that does hit. 27 established hits, just FYI.
9 damage. I like to call it out because having a plus 11 to hit feels really good.
I bet it does.
So 9 damage. And now I think I literally use only 10 space. Yeah, I'm going to back out 40 more feet out up to here, yeah. Far away where the carpet runs to the south.
Zeus will look at all of these guards and he will just say, "Serve me, and I will make you rich beyond compare." As he will go ahead and cast Mass Suggestion. And it is a DC of...
This bastard.
It's not. It's 20. It's not that. That's not correct.
20 is still high.
That's it's so not high.
40, that's not... but it's still so high.
Spell save DC 20?
Who is he casting this on?
The guards.
The guards.
Okay.
Fail. Oh. 17 fail, 10 fail, 19 fail.
Oh, they're rolling so good.
Natural one.
Yeah, fail. They're doing really
they
well.
All just look at each other.
I hate to break this to you, Carlos, but a creature can't be under the effects of the same spell twice.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
So,
genius.
That's a good call. So my bad.
He burns that spell slot. Yes, baby.
You wouldn't let me mulligan that?
Nope. You're the DM, baby.
Ah, okay. I see how it's playing. All right, so he just spell looks
save
around
DC
and says,
20. Come on, man.
A careless mistake. It is now Ferric's turn.
I'm going to keep making you burn through these fucking spell slots, my boy. I'm going to cast Heat Metal again.
Yes.
Okay. He takes
5 damage, which I'm assuming he only takes like 2 damage.
Possibly.
But gives him disadvantage on shit. And I'm going to back the fuck up. I'm going to back up towards Pickles.
He is going to see you do that. He's going to use one of, again, his legendary actions. He's going to raise his hands and a dark ball of energy sings forth.
He has 4 legendary actions?
He has 5.
Holy shit.
Wow.
What?
Wow. That's rough.
His spellcasting does take 2. I will let you know that. So he only has 1 left right now. He has 0 left, actually. So he will go ahead, cast Fireball, DC 20.
Oh.
20 feet from the spot.
From what spot? Hitting Ferric.
And yeah, Pickles right and Spunkles and two of the guards.
Basically just not hitting him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dexterity throw. I have advantage on this because I'm Fae.
Nice.
I have advantage on this. Because
23.
A 20-foot radius would hit himself as well.
Yeah.
Right here. Cast it right here.
Where?
I see.
Yeah, he could theoretically cast it at the wall.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
That is 19 for Pickles. Oof. And a 5 for Spunkles.
And the guards. It's a fail. And that's a fail with 11 of 15.
The guards will fail. 20?
DC's 20.
What's the damage on that?
He only casts that at the first level.
Third level?
Yep, third level. I don't know what I said. Third level.
Oh my god!
Oh my god.
So that is 34 points of fire damage.
Shit.
As the guards are just obliterated. Like, they are just drop dead. They explode. They burn in a cusp of fire. And then Spunkles will take that as well.
How are you looking, Pickles?
Rough.
Okay, cool.
How's Merrick looking after getting fireballed?
Oh,
just,
God.
I had resistance, so I was...
Okay, but emotional damage.
Emotional damage!
Oh, no!
Fucking, let me... Yeah, Ferric is, like, heaving Ferrick is shaking. They're not even in their own body, but you can just see them rattle as they take that fucking fireball.
Yeah, I'd like you to make a wisdom saving throw for me.
Buddy. It's a nat one.
Okay.
For a total of two.
Thank you. Pickles, it's your turn.
Can I just call out as a free action, like, Merrick, Merrick, we are here. Eyes on us.
Yeah. No, not again. Not again.
Right, Pickles, can move.
Pickles is going to concentrate real hard, and even though she's Nora, she's going to start to glow a little bit, activating her second wind. 10 healing. Bring herself not so close to death. And then she is going to run over here. In her large form, she actually has a 10-foot range, mm-hmm. so she doesn't have to get right up on him. And she's going to grapple Zeus.
Oh, perfect.
So that's an 11 for Pickles.
It's a strength check, right? Countering that?
Yep, and he has disadvantage because of the heat. Oh.
Not anymore.
Yeah, never mind.
Because he dispelled it.
No, it was put back on again. From Ferrick. He healing metal again.
Oh, right.
Right, but it's concentration. Yeah,
that's
right?
Oh, I do have to roll concentration.
No, you don't. Use the mind sharpener. Automatically pass.
Oh, the mind sharpener.
Oh, okay. Shit!
I mean, it doesn't matter. So she's gonna.
He rolled a 13 for that grapple.
Yeah. So he squeezes out of it. So she's gonna action surge and do it again.
Okay.
It's a 14.
Ugh.
Yes!
But he's going to use a legendary resistance.
Oh, come okay. on. That's only on a saving throw, isn't it?
Is it on saving throws?
I didn't think that was on an ability check.
I mean, it kind of is a saving throw, but that's fine.
It's not a saving throw.
It's ability check. Otherwise, I would have had a plus 7 if we were doing
it. Sure, that's fine. So he is grappled now.
Nice.
And then poor baby Spunkles. How much life do you have left? Not a lot. Our baby Spunkles is probably going to go and support Ferrick and give the help action to Ferrick for his next turn. And that is the turns.
Okay. He is going to go ahead and he is going to look around and he will pour out a hand and he will, from his hand, dark sludge-like material courses through. And he will summon from the sludge three undead dragons.
Oh boy.
From his hand. Very similar to the ones you faced in the cave. And he will say, "Now the real test begins. For now I will not hold back." And that is where we'll end this week's session.
Woo! Wow.
Oof. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this exciting episode of Power Word Fail. Hey, if you liked what you hear, go ahead and leave us a review. We appreciate that. It helps us so much when you do that. Leave the stars, leave a review. We love the love. Go ahead and check us out on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We really appreciate when you join this adventure with us and just go ahead and give us a follow. We are very active there. Love our community. Go ahead and, speaking of community, join our Discord. It is happening. It is hopping. We're there. You can complain to me about legendary actions or whatever you want to do. So that's a place where we love to just connect with you, and we would love for you to join us there. Also, too, if you can, please go ahead and support us on our Patreon, Homebrew Patreon, Homebrew Network. You can get a shout out from us. You get all kinds of sweet goodies as well. And it helps us grow. We really appreciate that from the bottom of our hearts. Next week, we will begin anew with this combat of the ages. My name is Carlos, and I just want to let everyone know you are loved, you're important, and you matter. Join us next time on Power Word Fail. Goodbye.